Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Who ain't? Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Son Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from the Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wedding Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball.
What?
Yeah. Screwball Radio, episode 112. Shout out to King Eric. Peace to Black Poet. Hope everything is cool. Yeah, man. We here, kid.
Most deaf. We in the building. I'm in the building, man. Episode 112, welcome to Screwball Radio, everyone, where we talk about the latest and current events, play the dopest hip-hop, and for anybody want to join into the discussion, the number is 516-531-9596. We in at it, baby.
Yeah, man. Crazy week. A lot of stuff been going on. You know, shout out Boldly James. Hope everything's good with him. He was in a big car accident.
Yeah,
cracked his vertebrae, messed with his legs, I think. Yeah, praise to him and his family. You know, over here at Screwball Radio, we like to keep it authentic with everything we talk about, you know. Everything we talk about come from the heart. There don't be no bullshit. We ain't clout chasing. We ain't trying to do crazy numbers. We just trying to give you the real. What up?
Exactly. And I also want to take the time to say rest in peace to Lay Law. He was a producer for NWA and Above the Law. So I want to send my condolences out to his family and friends and everybody that known him, because he was a real contributor to the West Coast out there. So y'all keep your head, man. Rest in peace to him.
Yeah, salute to Law, to his family, you know. Dire Lansky, peace, you know. Cocaine, peace to you, you know. Peace to the whole family on the West Coast dealing with this, you know. It's just been crazy, man, you know. We ain't even out of the first month of January.
Yeah,
so
man,
much things are happening already, you know.
Yeah, that's why we got to
do the best we could, keep it a day at a time, and whoever we could give up our appreciations to, we could give it to them on the show, whatever, be playing their music or whatever, be interviewing them or just showing them love, just like you did, you know, showing love to Core Mega and going to his show.
Yeah, shout out Mega. Shout out everybody that was at the show. You know, Amityville Music Hall out here on Strong Island, Long Island. For those that don't know, Long Island, New York. You know, he had a big event. He played with a band. Had a lot of guests come out and rock. Shout out to Shaheen, the Rugged Child. Shout out to Flea Lord, the whole Lord Mob. You know, it was a good time, man. It was a good time. Shout out to the band Deep Cover. You know, they were holding them down, playing, you know, the drums and everything. You know, they was doing their thing. It was just a great time, man. It's a good time for hip-hop right now. A lot of good albums out. A lot of good music being dropped. You know,
yeah, and
just keep it moving,
you know,
man.
What's dope about,
keep it moving.
And you know what's dope about band, and you know what's dope is about when legendary artists start performing with bands is that it shows a growth sound. It shows a maturity sound.
Well, yeah, but if you really, you know, to those that's really hip-hop, you know, back in the day, that's how it started, you know, before the sampling, you know, people played, you know, it's just, it's music, they're entertainers, they have to evolve and recreate, you know what I'm saying? But when you're doing with a band,
yes,
what happens is, what's the great thing about performing with a band is that you could go on the road with this band. And now it's not so much, you know, the DJ ain't there. It's just the band. But it's still, you know, it'll still be dope, man. Especially when the band knows what they're doing and they could capture the exact sound that was played on a drum machine, you know what I'm saying? So you still get that feel, but it's nostalgic because now they playing it live. You know, and many artists have played, you know, shout out to The Roots. The Roots is one of the biggest groups out there that are a live band. You know what I'm saying? They be out there with guitars and you know, the drummer, you know, Quest, you know, the two DJs, keyboard, you know, they do it real, so it's dope, you know.
Yeah, man, cause the way I looked at it too, I think Jay-Z had he did the Unplugged. I think Nas, he did Illmatic with a band.
Well, the Unplugged was an MTV thing, so MTV always, you know, brought the artist out and they played with the band, you know. Nas done played with the band. You know, a couple years ago, you know, Prodigy and Big Twin, they was at the Blue Note and they played with a band, you know. So, you know, eventually, you know, they got to be like Frank Sinatra, you know what I'm saying? Bring the band out, you know, James Brown out there with the whole band, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
musician, you're going to take it there. You're going to take it there. You know, not for nothing. Like back in the day, you know, when I first started running around, I did work with a band. You know, they was called Tunnel Vision. You know, and I wrote today beat, and then I went to the studio and laid it over their set. You know, so you know, it just gives you that 360 feeling, you know what I mean? It don't sound digital, you know, it takes away the DJ, but you can always incorporate the DJ to your set anyway, so it's a good time, man, good time.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to all the artists that are elevating their craft, man, and taking it one step beyond just the regular on stage rapping to the audience, you know,
But one thing I can say about Mega shows is that he's got a core following. You know what I'm saying? And it's just amazing when he's doing it, because sometimes he don't even got to rap. The crowd is rapping his songs, you know? They say a couple words and the crowd take over, you know? So that's one of the best things about being an MC and crowd participation. It makes the show even better, you know?
Yeah, because I've seen one of his shows and the whole audience could pretty much recite his whole verse. He ain't got to say nothing. That's where you know right there that this guy has he's already submitted legacy-wise, and he has a respected follower.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure he does. I witness it every time I go, you know, I'm one of his core followers. I'm always at a Mega show, you know. I don't know how many shows I've been to, Mega shows. I've been to shows with Poet get on stage, you know. I've been to countless Mega shows, you know. Always got to support the real. That's my whole thing. He's always got to support the real, you know.
Exactly. And you know what? Also, this, I seen this today, because I was going to talk about it on the last show, but I figure out, you know, this show will be the better time to talk about it. Now, I'm seeing that Black Sheep is suing Universal Music for $700 million over unpaid royalties.
I mean, it happens, man. It happens. But, you know, the big thing I notice about hip hop and with certain artists, you know, a lot of the artists was young, man. They was young. They didn't know the business really. So they just, you know, they agreed to terms because they're just hoping to get out of the situation that they in.
Right.
Meanwhile, you know, a label's whole thing is to make money off you, even if you're not making no money. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you know,
that's
like,
what their whole agenda is all about.
A label will make millions of dollars from you, and some artists don't even see a percentage of none of that. And then they hit them with the, oh, you know, we paid for your video, we paid for this, we paid for that, you know, we paid for this, and we took care of that. And you know, I saw an interview with Chamillionaire, and he hired somebody to do an audit, and he saw that the label was didn't give him $600,000, you know. And then I seen another interview where, you know, it was Lord Jamal, piece of Brand Nubian. He was saying that, you know, most people that sign a deal and, you know, they're not mature enough to handle all they one-twos, you know what I mean? So the label kind of manipulates them. You know, the label pays their fee. They had the label pay for everything. You know, take care of this, take care of that, and not taking accountability for being an artist and taking control of what you do. Like, one artist that I know that handles his business is LL Cool J. You know, LL Cool J has owned all his masters all these years. So anytime you see his music in movies, you know, they paying him. They're not paying Def Jam or Rush labels, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's getting paid, you know? And like I say, man, a lot of artists, you know, they just want to get out what they doing. They just want to get out the street, and they'll just sign it away, not knowing that the label, you know, the label's going to take 75%. I want to say the label going to take like 95%. And then you got to remember that the producer's going to take another 3%. Then your video guy's going to take 1%, and you left with 1%.
I forget the manager. The manager got to get some too.
And even with that 1%, they done bought you clothes. They done bought you a car. They done paid the studio for you. So So what you left with? And then left with nothing.
0.5.
Yeah, you left with nothing. A negative. You're in the negative. Like I seen this I seen Left Eye, you know, rest in peace, Lisa Left Eye Lopez, you know, she was talking about how, you know, when TLC, they got like 300 million. They got 3 million. They got 3 million or 300 million for their album or one of their songs. And before you know it, the three of them were splitting 300,000 at the end of it. But you still got to buy a house. You still got to get a car. You still got furniture house. Put furniture in there. So what are they left with?
Debt.
They left with debt. You know? Ain't like, you know, people like Dre, people like M, people like 50, you know, they got their money and they knew what to do, so they not broke. A lot of rappers, you know, they happy to get what they get, and the whole time they on tour in the red, you know?
Yes, especially now.
And especially
when you start seeing
when you start seeing
your music. Mm-hmm. And you start seeing your music,
you know,
they start getting played in more so like car commercials, laundry commercials and stuff, and you ain't seeing none of that. Then you start, they start putting it in Netflix specials and stuff. They're like, nah, gotta be ways to getting it.
Well, you know, they still gonna get that mechanical royalty, you know, but there's gonna be people with their hands in it before you, excuse me, it even gets down to you. You know, if you think about it, if you sign to a label and you're an artist and any music, movie, TV commercial picks up anything and you don't own your master, whoever owns the master is going to get paid first. And then you'll get, you know, you'll get your writer's royalty, you know.
Yeah, man, it's
like
a lot. A lot of
technicalities. Well, you just gotta, you know, before you sign that paperwork, you gotta have, you know, a lawyer that's gonna read over that contract for you to understand, because, you know, when you read in the contract, that's not English. You know what I'm saying? To somebody from the hood, and you read a contract, you're like, I don't know what this means. What is this? But because you thinking, oh, I'm gonna be the shit. They gonna give me an advance. I'm gonna get up. So you sign right away, but you ain't see them in the small print. What they taking from you?
Yeah, because they have the whole. Go ahead.
I never had no contract. I never was given a contract. I've been independent my whole run. And granted, I had some digital deals where they put my music out digitally. But, you know, even then, those were bad deals. Because, you know, you want to be in control. You want to know what's going on. And a lot of these digital companies, they just take your music and put it out. They don't even promote it. They leave that to you. So if you're not pushing your own record and your streaming numbers are low, they still taking their 20%. You know what I'm saying?
And
that's why, you know.
And they taking, especially with the 360 deal, like you just said, merchandise, show money, they take a little bit of all that now.
Well, that's a 360 deal. I'm just talking about digital deals. You know, they'll take your music and put it out digitally, and they got the bigger platform. But at the end of the day, it really benefits them because it's their catalog that grows. So a digital company that puts your music out, let's just say they got 50 acts that they put out, and let's just say all those acts do bad, they still up because they're taking 20% from each artist with no contract. Because you just gave him an agreement. You just gave him an agreement. There's no signing. There's no contract. But because you sent them the music and they put it up on they channel or they, you know, they machine, now they're in control of it. You can still see what you do, but, you know, you did 50 points. They still taking 20% of that. You still starving. That's why plus. That's why things like TuneCore and Media Famous and CD Baby, you know, all those little companies, they're good for the independent artist because the independent artist gets to control what they see and they get 100% back. And if they don't get 100% back, they at least get 90%. You know, that's why I'm an avid TuneCore user. I'm an avid Media Famous user, you know?
Right.
Because I see everything in real time. Even though they pay late, but you're still getting paid.
Yeah, because that's the main objective, to get paid off your craft.
Yeah, but, you know, being independent, you know, you got to work harder. You know, when you're on a major, they're putting you on festivals. They're putting you on tours. They're doing all this for you. This is why they take so much back from you. They put you on that festival stage. They put you on that tour. They put you over here. They sent you across the pond. They got you in the UK. They got you in Germany. They got you in France. They got you in Japan. You know? So that's why the label be taking what they be taking, especially with this 360 deal where I get a piece of your merch. I get a piece of your touring. I get a piece of your music. But people be just so happy to be on that they don't look at it as business. Like, you always got to look at it as business. Like, business is always first, you know?
That's real talk.
Like, think about it. Lil Wayne was signing Cash Money for a minute, and look how long it took him to get his, he was owed $50 million. And look how long it took for him to get that $50 million. Well, he made Cash Money way over $50
million. Oh, yeah, he put in a lot of work, especially in the second run.
That's what I mean.
The second round put him in the mainstream level. I mean, they was mainstream, but the second run, that he basically saved that label because they was about to go. They was about to go under because Goofy LF, BG, you know.
Now listen, him coming to New York is what put him on the map. Him messing in New York, messing with the Camerons, messing with the Joel Santanas, you know, messing with the Jay-Z's, and that's what put him on top. Any artist from any state that comes to New York pops off after he comes to New York.
Yeah, he changes. He started rapping with more metaphors, too. He started using punchlines. He started dressing like, you know.
You coming to New York.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You coming to New York. New York is the Mecca. New York started this hip-hop shit. New York is all about lyricism. Rakims, KRS-One's, Black Poets, Tragedy Gaddafi's, you know, Prodigy's, Nas, AZ, Core Mega. All this started off of lyricism. Showbiz and AG, OC, Diamond D, all this was lyricism, you know. And
he got it.
And coming to New York at his time, You're dealing with 50 Cent. You're dealing with Lloyd Banks. You're dealing with Fabolous. Come on, man.
Yeah, you deal with Jada, you get with D Block, Dipset, G Unit. They was having, all of them was running.
Look, check it out. Perfect example for you. All right. T.I. was big in Atlanta. Soon as T.I. came to New York and did his record with Swizz Beatz, he went through the roof.
The Bring It Out joint.
Right. Exactly. Jay-Z was behind it. Swizz Beatz and T.I. from Atlanta. Through the roof. All right. Young Jeezy was big in Atlanta. Right. Came to New York. Even though he was running with BMF. He came to New York. Started doing records with Cam'ron. After he did the record with Cam'ron, then he started messing with Jay-Z. Boom. Through the roof. Rick Ross.
Yeah.
Jay-Z jumped on his remix. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Boom.
Rest with
Jay-Z jump on it. Through the roof. This is all facts.
Yeah, and it's good that you brought that up because people just love to downplay New York's impact. You know what I mean? Like, they love to downplay it, especially these nowadays. They be like, oh, they talk about the South takeover and stuff like that. But I'm like, look, New York was still considered the cornerstone of getting on. Like, once you get stamped in New York, you off the way you go.
Listen, it's always been like that. Artists come to New York. And they pop off. Nelly is one big example of artists coming to New York, all right? Kuda was his manager, all right? Kuda was Mace's manager. What did they do? They took the country boy and they made him look like he was from New York. And you look at Nelly, when he dropped, all he looked like was Mace. The jerseys, the uptowns, then going back to St. Louis and calling them Air Force Ones when New York been rocking uptowns and we called them uptowns. We didn't call them Air Force Ones.
Y'all getting some dope lessons right here.
And uptowns is from Harlem. Harlem made uptowns popping. That's why they call uptowns, because people uptown was rocking them. And people come to New York. They learn the drip. They take the drip back with them wherever they're going. You know what I'm saying?
It is.
The only state, you know, even as big as Pimp C, and you know, as big as UGK was, soon as Jay-Z put them on Big Pimpin', they went through the roof.
That was their biggest record. That was the record that got them their first plaque.
Exactly. Don't get me wrong, they was big. They was big in Texas. But soon as Jay-Z played, got them on there, that record getting played in New York. If New York plays it, everywhere is going to play it. That's the truth.
And you just look at all of them, too.
Don't get me wrong, because New York artists also went out and try to get down south rappers on their records to boost their cred. You know? You have Prodigy doing records with BG.
Young Black.
That record right there, the YBE record. Yeah, the YBE record. That did wonders for both camps. That put Cash Money more so in New York too.
Yeah, not only that, Mobb Deep did records with 8-Ball and MJG. You know, it's really one hand wash the other because, you know, you want to get that state behind you too. But a lot of artists come to New York and they pop off in New York. Look at Ice Cube. As soon as he was going down, you know, beefing with NWA, start coming to New York. Sampling, digging through the records, New York vibes. New York sound, giving it the L.A. twist. Ice Cube doing records with Dos Effects. Nah, chill. Ice Cube doing records with Dos Effects. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Even Cypress Hill. How I Could Just Kill a Man. Where'd they film that at? They filmed that in New York City.
That record blew him up.
Of course it did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And on top of that, what I was going to say.
New York.
No, I can't.
You can't deny it. Alchemist. Alchemist was big on the West Coast under DJ Muggs. Came to New York, started dealing with the mob. It sent him through the roof.
Yeah, his stock went up.
Super up. And if you look at his movements, he still fuck with New York rappers. Action Bronson, Mayhem, Griselda. Everybody got to come to New York. If your record could pop in New York, you're going to be one of the biggest stars out there.
That's
a
guarantee.
If you look at Lil Wayne's biggest record, where he filmed that shit in Harlem on a rooftop right after Katrina. Who he start running around with? Joel Santana. His whole wardrobe was Joel Santana. Wearing the bass
jewelry,
and all of that.
The jewelry,
yeah,
the
that's
bass.
That's New York, man.
The bandana.
That's
mm-hmm.
New York. That's New York. Down south is tank tops, jeans, cuffed over your sneakers. New York, you rocking hoodies. You rocking bandanas. You got the hat, you got the jewelry, you got the jersey. That's New York with the Timbs on. I'm telling you.
Yeah, you're getting it.
Shout out to all the New York rappers, man. You know, New York started this. L.A. capitalized. You know why L.A. capitalized? Because L.A. gave the world gang culture. That's what separate New York and L.A. Because L.A. really bout it. L.A. bout it, that gang life, you know? New York about that hustler life. L.A. about gang culture. And everything in between soak up from both sides. Look at Jermaine Dupri. Jermaine Dupri, one of the biggest East Coast producers. But who was he working with? Mariah Carey, Jay-Z, Nas, New York. There's three top artists from New York that he was working with.
Jay?
I said that.
Yeah, I couldn't hear you.
Mariah Carey, Jay-Z, Nas,
That's all he needed right there, because they were considered the kings at the time. So that's all he needed.
But check it out. Who was Jermaine Dupri running with? With the Brat. You see him in all the Bad Boy videos with Puff and Big, and they just in the video. Had to come to New York, man. New York made people pop. Not saying that they didn't pop in their own state. They popped in their own state. But as soon as they came to New York, they were even bigger. It was even bigger. Because like I said, T.I. dropped first album, Trap Music. It was all right. Then he came and did the record with Swizz Beatz. And he's been on every radio show ever since. Up and down the East Coast.
Yeah, that once you get that New York stamp, that's all you need to go right there. And then wherever you go is where the universe decides to take you. But the New York stamp is pretty much the rocket ship right there.
Yeah. You know, it's L.A. or New York. Because look at Corrupt. Corrupt originally from Philly. Got that L.A. stamp. Became one of the biggest L.A. rappers. And what's ill about Corrupt is that he brought the New York, he brought the East Coast vibe to L.A. Kind of like Pac did. But you know, Corrupt like that battle, da-da-da-da-da rapper, you know, but still give you real bars, you know?
Yeah, he brought the balance out to there because, you know, at that time, before he got there, before Snoop got there, it was more so like, they was basically talking about more so gang shit. Corrupt, when he brought bars, brought lyrical ability, he brought that to Death Row.
Yeah. You know, they like I said, man, either you going to L.A. and blowing up, or you coming to New York and blowing up. Look at T-Pain. You know, T-Pain had the one record. That record was so big in New York. Every other minute, they were playing T-Pain. I went down south
to
Atlanta. Stripper.
Oh, yeah.
I went down south to Atlanta. Only artist I ever heard from New York in Atlanta radio, Jay-Z. You come to New York, they playing all down south records. You barely hear a New York rapper. And that's because the machine is behind you.
But anyway,
so
that's some facts right there, y'all.
So much,
we got to hit him with some music.
So much about, yeah. We're going to hit him with music, but, you know, we're going to take it to football real quick, you know.
Yeah.
Football, you know, tomorrow I think is like the last week, week 20 or something like that, or week 19 or week 18. But the Jets, I don't think they're going to make it. You know, Bills in first place. You know, Giants in third place. They playing this weekend against the Vikings. If they win, they in the playoffs.
You say us Raiders ain't going nowhere this year. We done packed this up.
Yeah, a lot of
teams. We ain't going nowhere.
A lot of teams is like that, you know. A lot of teams. Sad to say, but, you know, it's going to be the Bengals, Jaguars, Ravens, Chiefs, Chargers, Bills, Dolphins, Patriots might squeeze in there,
Eagles, Cowboys. The Giants are going to squeeze in there if they could win tomorrow. 49ers, Vikings. And, you know, the Bucks might be by the heads on a 10-10-10. They might make it in there, but we'll have to see.
Yeah, somebody got to lose. But they 8-9.
Yeah, they under 500, so that's not a good look. But, yeah, man, you know.
And that whole NFC South was weak, man. Like.
Yeah, a lot of games. A lot of people started out good, man. A lot of teams started out good, and now they doodle. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we'll see the best. The best going to be the best, you know. They're going to overcome everything, and, you know, I want to see the Niners and Bills, man. Niners and Bills Super Bowl. That's what I'm going with. But if the Giants could pull off tomorrow, I'm going to say 49ers and Giants. But if the Vikings come out on top, I'm going with the Bills and the 49ers for the Super Bowl. As far as basketball, man, the Knicks is doing all right, man. Shout out to the New York Knicks. They're in sixth place. But, you know, they battling with the Celtics. Celtics is the top seed right now. The Nets are right under it. And then the Milwaukee Bucks. And then the Cavaliers. And then the Sixers. And then on the West side, you know, the Nuggets. The Nuggets is on top. They're the number one seed for the West Coast. Then you got the Grizzlies, the Pelicans. And then the Sacramento Kings. You know, the Warriors is in sixth. The Clippers in seventh, Phoenix Suns in 10th, and the Lakers dropped, man. Lakers dropped to 13th. So I don't think the Lakers are going to see another championship for a while.
That's my sport. Today. Even though LeBron balled his ass off.
Yeah, but he can't do it by himself. He ain't Michael Jordan. I'm going to say that again. He ain't Michael Jordan. You know, he's 37 years old, playing with 20-year-olds, and you know, he's not Michael Jordan. He's nice. I ain't going to take that away from him, but he ain't taking over games like Michael Jordan, you know?
Or so even Kobe, for that matter. News,
on some real quick news, former NBA player Enes Kanter they put a bounty on him from his country, Turkey, for $530,000 bounty on the head of former NBA player. You know, for talking against, for talking against his country. You know, he said, country was more like dictatorship, and the country wasn't feeling that, so they put a little bounty on his head. But, you know, I know we gotta get to the music. The people waiting for the music, the new bangers that we got for them. Chopping it up, but you know, we had a lot to talk about. You know,
yeah, a lot been going on in the world, so we just want to keep people on board. So we're gonna start this off with the West Side Gun joint titled BDP. Straight banger. Produced by Conductor Williams. And if anybody want to call in, number is 516-531-9596. We're going to hit y'all with some music.
It's featuring Rome Streets and Stove God Cooks, produced by Conductor Williams.
Let's get it.
Conductor, we have a problem. What the fuck? Conductor.
That nigga's trash. Check. I'm God's favorite when I spit the bar raising. Before I got my start, was selling hard drugs to Caucasians. Four cases, now we high, double R's racing. I came up, they all thought it was voodoo from the Haitians. Nah, greatness, guard the top lonely, but it ain't spacious. The carnivore washed up with beamed out faces. The AC shit. Just for me to prosper, I had to take risks. My off-white dunks got the Chris Paul laces. I push a spaceship all through the New York matrix. The good kids catch bids and turn incarcerated scar faces. Rather serve you coke out of my farm to work for small wages. Kick your door, pray your Lord save us. We all favor, cop the block of scar bites and prints off the stainless. I knock whoever off underground, artists to A-list. If they in the lane, they just roll kill on the pavement. It's GXFR dangerous, nothing to play with. It's pure poison on your playlist. I'm like dark skin Michael Jackson, styling, moonwalking on stages. I'm a lord, they all hit the floor, give all praises. Still got dog food residue on my razor.
And yo, I move mountains, move work through public housing. Shoot out shell, shit the ground at least a thousand. My bitch need a hit like Ronda Rousey. Custom purple till I was drowsy. Then it was a trap, no yellow or green for me. My 40 got a big nose like BDP. Murder bravado. The plug said no hablo. I looked across to see at least 1,000 bricks. I'm through the law, the most gorgeous, the most gifted, prolific. Full fifth kick like blue shit. Skyhawk throwing toothpicks. Ruthless, being hit the pipe off Hermes.
With me, who? Swam the water whip in a Chanel scuba suit. Gucci K for my nigga, he gon' super shoot. They played the wire, sat back for me, I sounded like my crew. Told my lawyer, cool, it wasn't me. My nigga brought the work back on his knees. Had it wrapped around the legs like LeBron icing his knees. What nigga nicer than me? They drowned fighting the breeze. I seen rock smoke in the air. Seen feds run up the stairs. I seen a million on flip neck. Versace on clear. Seen one turn to two like I put it in the mirror. I seen a nigga air the block out in an Oldsmobile Pillalero.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is an attack warning.
Yo, brainstorming, not one cell in my body could lie dormant. Conscious swarming, me and my minos kept the ball rolling. Hearts golden, underneath the metal armor woven. Hell frozen, but we make fire, cause the ocean pin potent. Main focus should be the main sources. Pain wrote this, made a gladiator to remain ferocious. Pain stroking, it's miraculous when the ink soaking. Holding the crown in the left, mic on the right. We all seen how it ended up, being on the pipe. Choices we made woke us up so we can see the light. Always a step closer to God when you ain't living right. Stepping in with the vision of a phoenix. We made agreements in the future that we will see this. Ultimate rap supremacist. Say a prayer for my enemies and all those who claim to be a friend of me. Listen, ain't nobody shitting on your vision. No actions to your thoughts, it's just you living. Taught my son to do his chores, cause life ain't easy. Seen homies turn to frauds and they ain't with me. Where we from? No Santa coming down that chimney. Coach's homie try I hit you with the semi. It's appalling how you hate another man for his success. When you're from the same place, they don't wanna call you blessed. They call it lucky, or it must be nice. They don't see the sacrifice in years of dim life. Takes balls to own your own rights and create yourself amongst all the hurt and the strife. Yo, this is life.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know why?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mama always said I was a diamond, perfectly polished and shining. I know it's hard when you grow around the violence. When you grow through it and forced to keep the silence. See, mama raised me around the pirates. Knew it was inside of my blood to keep firing. Even at times the will to live I couldn't find it. You were telling things for me to keep climbing. And God, it hurts my soul. The memories I can't let go. And no, I'm looking for my soul to grow. God needs to take control. Oh, whoa. I'm doing the best that I can with what I was dealt. Mental health steadily revealing itself. I'm going for the wins and the belts. Time to get off the couch. Ain't no other time to get it but now. Let's go.
Yeah, 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 yo, yo. Yeah, yeah, yo, yo, yo. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
bitch again, right? Just in case you forgot. Never did this shit for the wrong reason. Same race but different lane, we are not even. Jigsaw this rap thing. You wanna play a game until you wake up chained in a dark room and you not leaving. Hustle just to get by, I bet you not eating. You learn more when you listen and not speaking. Some people do shit just because I need a reason. The truth is hard to stomach when your ribs are touching. Stop me if I'm bullshitting, but I'm on to something. Never sell my soul for some jewelry and see me stunt in public. Claiming life is a movie, mostly dudes is bluffing. Cut a few loose ends and I can think nothing of it. But real homies know it's all the truth, never fronting. I'm just a phone call away if they need something. Loyalty for life, so these birds come by the dozen. My chase a little chicken, but not the type that be clucking. Back in this bitch, like I never left. Back in this bitch, like I never left. Back in this bitch, like I never left. Henny in my cup, but I'm still doing my two-step. Was on a little hiatus, gave a little breathing room to these cornballs and haters. Back in this bitch for my top boys and skaters. Dealt with some losses, my sister saw my greatness. So I gotta rep for those that ain't here to see me make it. Try to drink away the pain like I was leaving Las Vegas. Moment of clarity, pull me out the matrix. Cause when you down, most people won't say shit. Success is the best revenge to naysayers. Motivation and focus, a killer combination. When you're winning, notice they observation. Funny looks and slick talk like he changing. Please, when it comes to my behalf, don't say shit. I'm on the next episode, like Dre, bitch. If you ain't riding with me, then you catching up. Leave you choking on your words till you throw them up. Biatch, back in this bitch like I never left. Back in this bitch like I never left. Back in this bitch like I never left. Henny in my cup, but I'm still doing my two-step. Rock with me, Henny in my cup, just rock with me, Henny in my cup, right? Rock with me, Henny in my cup, and if you got some good weed, better roll that shit up.
And I'm teaching niggas lessons. Highly motivated on you hating niggas testing. Shots airing you out in a matter of seconds. Leave your body resting and I send you to the essence. I keep it moving and grooving and I ain't even stressing. And I don't wanna be bothered. Stop asking me questions. A smash murder, blast burners in a session. Spitting sinister raps with a lot of aggression. Nigga violate, I won't hesitate to address him. If I don't like his attitude, I'ma press him. Gunshots, wet him, Smith & Wesson to stretch him. Him, Lizzo, eating good and ready for seconds. The guard king here and I'm stepping over you peasants. Hell low, we on the run until the cops catch them. You other rappers ain't shit to me.
Nah, nigga.
You see my chain shining glycerin.
Hell yeah, nigga.
Put it into all your misery.
Yeah.
It's the general, leader of the infantry. Spitting the fly wizardry.
Yeah,
Cuban cigars with the Hennessy.
Yeah, right.
You niggas better know your history.
Yeah.
It's the general, leader of the infantry.
Yeah. It's the 67th infantry in this bitch, you know? Don't get it twisted, man. Get your motherfucking weird pill back.
Yeah, 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 Schoolboy Radio. Peace to everybody. Happy New Year and all that. You know,
no doubt.
Hope everybody started a new year good. Oh, this is a
oh, man. There we go.
Pardon,
yeah, we
pardon,
back.
Pardon the delay, you know, technical difficulties. You know, hope everybody's still, you know, on their New Year's resolution and y'all keeping up with it. You know, my whole resolution, you know, is just to keep it pushing, man. You know, ain't no stopping. Just keep working, keep doing what I do. You know, everything is ups and downs, but as long as you keep moving, eventually, after you're going down, you're going to go back up, you know. So
yeah,
don't give up.
All the cycle.
Keep pushing. Yeah, keep pushing, man. You know, take care of yourself. Health over wealth, you know, even though the wealth come later. But the health is the most important thing. So, you know, and be mindful, man. You know, people sick out here. You know, just watch yourself, clean your hands, stay alert. COVID out there, a lot of things out there. You know, I just saw, you know, not to downplay nothing, but I just saw in from December to now, China has dealt with 60,000 deaths related to COVID. I don't know if that's just inflated numbers, but after the years that we just went through, you know, it's real out there, man. It's real. Just be smart, you know, and you know, take care of yourself, man. Take care of your body, man. You only got one.
No doubt. No doubt, man.
For sure, man.
So, yeah.
And shout out my brother, Black Poet. Hope you're doing better. 2023, we're going to go up. Y'all just better watch it. New Schoolboy. New Black Poet. New Comet. We in motion, man. Just stay tuned.
No doubt, we keep working, man. We gonna keep working.
Sure.
We keep delivering y'all the goods, the dope content, and anybody that wanna find our shows, we on like 10 different platforms now. We on Spotify, we on YouTube, we on Amazon Music. Hold on, I'm gonna read the list real quick so people can find us. We on 12 different platforms, so y'all ain't got no excuse to go without.
Yeah,
we're
check
Spotify,
us out, man. YouTube,
we on Apple, iHeartRadio, Podcast Bean, Podcast Addict, Pocket Cast, Amazon Music, and if you want to download episodes, Blog Talk Radio.
Well, y'all could just check in with us every Saturday night on Blog Talk Radio, and y'all get the live show. Y'all could call up. Y'all could chop it up with us. You know, we always here. We open to the public, you know. Just don't come in here asking for trap music or none of that other bullshit because we ain't playing that shit. We strictly hip-hop, strictly official hip-hop over here. You know, you want that gutter boom bap, you want that raw shit, this is where you're going to hear it.
No doubt. On that note, we're going to be up out of here. We thank y'all for tuning in. Check the replay out on the YouTube page and as well as those other streaming sites I just mentioned. And we're going to end it with another banger from Black Medine and You God called it Cosmic Islamic.
Until next week, same school time, same school channel. Who are?
suppose the rappers, instead of using foul and filth language, started becoming emissaries of peace?
Yo.
Since they're listened to all over the world.
Yo.
Just put that beat behind.
Heavy verses work. Cars and trucks starstruck. Off the product, I burn laser beam. Cosmic Islamic, the starship is coming. Yeah, it's God body ship. Deep in the tar pits, run your garments. Still in the streets with wounds so deep that it cut the bone. Yeah, touch the dome with my street knowledge. I play for keeps. Yeah, I'm deep in the garbage. I do the honors, fly spotters. Yeah, I'm live drama. Mama, I promise to be a doctor, a scholar for dollars, and live life honest and do my hardest.
Blessed are the peacemakers.
Speak a mouthful of the gospel. Poisonous tonsil, I got to.
They shall be called the children of God.
One of the nine apostles. I'll pop you if I got to. Bang on my brother, man. Don't push me. Then I turn to the son of Sam. Blam, gun a brand. Move 100 grand. When I go, bury me like the Pope. Stop. Speak a mouthful of the gospel. Cosmic Islamic. Stop. Speak a mouthful of the gospel.
A little older, I gotta speak wiser. Not over my shoulders, hotter than heat riser. Over the top, no part of rock to get me higher. A Glock or an ox, not an ox for street fighters. Destruct, beating elite, caught deep in the fire. 10% death like I'm not gonna beat fighter. Caesar, La Tiger, or La Tigra. Either or, me or more. Theodore, sneaks to the floor, thief of the poor. How to reach of the law, and either we swore. We're upon the Islam, mom said Jesus is Lord. Couldn't receive it no more, I'm on pieces of poor. Understood we from the good, that'll even the score. Cosmic Islamic, long live Muhammad. Accept your own rules where you belong, give homage. Bombing like a diamond, doggone it. You don't want it like a watchtower. Honest, I promise you kick a rock, coward.
Cosmic Islamic, Cosmic Islamic, Cosmic Islamic, Cosmic
Islamic. Look, this is the fall of America, like Eliza's book. Plain to see, the lies were shook. But insurrections, elections, lies and crooks.
Pandemics and wars.
I talk about the Bible, just my Twitter feed in the daily news cycle. True psychos, heads of state. Me and my brothers don't vote, cause we men of faith. And it's the end of days. Not a feature film, better finalize toll of the TGM. Student of the dean, taking seminary classes. Student of the art and the legendary classics. And I'm passing on the poison. And they sell from chemical trails to medicinal elves. They're mentally ill. America's the world leader in prisons and hospitals. And listen, this house will do it.
God's honest God truth.
Speak a mouthful of the gospel.
Cosmic Islamic.
Speak a mouthful of the gospel.
Cosmic Islamic.
Speak a mouthful of the gospel.
Cosmic Islamic.
The right way.